Chapter 1. MAPH Alexander, Medical Alliance for Planetary Health Spaceship, X Quadrant, Earth Base 5792461. Nadja Alexander inhaled a troubled breath as she took one last look around her room aboard the medic ship. Rich and luxurious silk draped the walls to hide the metal plates underneath. Every modern convenience known to space was at her disposal. She had a beauty bed, maid service, and a personal medic unit that checked her blood levels every morning and automatically wrote out her diet for the day. Nadja had grown up in spacious rooms just like this one, traveling the galaxy with her surgeon father as he moved from medical assignment to medical assignment. She had seen many things, discovered many cultures and places. She had been accepted into the most royal of homes. She had been given everything she could ever want, except her freedom. It was a prison of gilded bars, but a prison nonetheless. She wrapped her light brown hair into a bun at the nape of her neck and whipped a cloak around her shoulders. The thick folds enveloped her completely in its fur lining. She'd thought about changing the color of her hair to better hide her appearance, but she was sure her droids recorded every procedure she had done into a file for her father. If she tried to stray from her diet or cut her hair too short, the units would unexplainably have a mechanical glitch, stop working, and her father would know about it. Her heart thudded nervously as she contemplated what she was going to do. She had never been on her own before, never been without family and robot guards close by. For a moment, she hesitated, letting the fear of the unknown stop her progress. This was her only opening. It was tonight or possibly never. If she was leaving, she needed to go now. Setting a letter on her dresser for her mother, she hoped the woman would forgive her, even if Nadja knew she wouldn't understand her daughter's need to leave. Going to the metal door, Nadja slid it open with the push of a button, and then paused to listen. Below her deck level, she could hear the celebration that would last well into the early morning. It was her engagement party, and no one had noticed that the bride-to-be had been missing for nearly 2 hours. The event wasn't about her, anyway. It was about the joining of two men, Doc Alexander and Doc Hank, two Medical Alliance associates. She grabbed her bags, flung them over her shoulders, and made her way across the ship's hull to the small lift that would take her to the escape hatch. With a press of the button, she was whizzed down to the exit where it was only a few short steps to the dock below. She crouched under the ship, struggling with her bags as she tried to find where to go next. When she neared the pilot's open ventilation grate, she heard a woman giggling within the cockpit. Hervet would be keeping the guard posted there occupied for the rest of the night, so Nadja wouldn't have to worry about him paying attention to the docks below. No one seemed to notice her as she rushed from the massive MAPH spacecraft through the darkened hangar. The hangar's bay doors were open, letting in a cool night breeze. She hurried past the small luxury crafts and the personal units waiting in line for maintenance the next morning. She didn't want to risk taking anything that wasn't in a condition to fly. Not that she was the best pilot to begin with. Nadja came to a corner and kept walking, not knowing where she would go. A local docking guard smiled kindly at her as she passed. He glanced at her bags and motioned her to move farther down the corridor to a carpeted gangway reserved for first class. She followed his direction curiously and saw a bunch of women loading into a nearby spacecraft. Above them was a banner that read Galaxy Brides in curving script. She took a deep breath and pulled down the hood of the cape. A uniformed man with an electronic clipboard looked over at her and smiled.
"Are you here for a last-minute replacement?" he asked.
Nadja nodded.
"Sign here," he said, handing over the clipboard. "We're several short, so they will take care of your health screenings in flight. You'll have room 206 on Platform 2. It's the room all the way to the back. Ship orientation is tomorrow at 9 a.m. Earth time.